Blog Talk Radio.
Oh!
I love you with the love of when we're mentioning the, for you to bring your pennies. Hallelujah. So we can help assist, so we can assist Dr. Helene Russell in building that hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. You'll be able to meet Dr. Helene Russell. Hallelujah. After that four Sundays message, we always have a free dinner. Hallelujah. Free fellowship dinner. Don't forget, on the first, second, and third Sundays of the month, we also have children's, the Good News Youth Club, where the children are being taught the Word of God by Elder QB Stevenson, and she now has assistant, Brother Malachi Ramey will be helping her, teaching the young people about the Word of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, when you get a chance to visit the ministry's website, don't forget to go to rymmi.org, and there is a Cash App there. You'll be able to see the church's mission and vision there. And don't forget to visit also the church's GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. Hallelujah. We're believing God for great and mighty things. We want to be able, we're believing God for a building, a church building. Hallelujah. That has a sanctuary and rooms we can use as offices and rooms that we can use as a childcare center and classrooms. And we have so much that we are believing God for. We also believe in God for washing stations for the homeless in south, east, north, and west of Baltimore City, so that we can minister to the homeless, and so we can bless them with fresh clothing. And all, we want to be able to bless them also. They are special to God also, and we are believing God. When you have a need, sow a seed. When you sow your seed into the house of the Lord, name your seed. Whatever you're believing God for, let him know what you're believing him for. Hallelujah. And he will do it. Hallelujah. We're believing God for great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want you to be a part of the blessing. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. And we pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. That includes us. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. The Lord bring us. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God. And before we go any further, we always do this, and I don't think it is too much to do it. Because we are here because somebody prayed for us.
Yes, yes, yes.
They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us.
Thank you, God.
I'm so glad they prayed.
Me too.
I'm so glad they prayed for me.
Yes, me too.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to pass it on because the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail of
much.
We're going to pass it on because God inhabits the praise of his people.
Yes, yes.
And when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
We got to put people's names up into the atmosphere of blessing. We can name names. We can verbalize, articulate. We can tell their name. And there are some people we won't even know their names, but we can describe them to God. He'll know who you're talking about. But we need to pray for others. So as I play the prayer in the background, begin to verbalize, articulate, name out loud those folk you want to place in the atmosphere of
blessing. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Because somebody needs your prayer today.
Yes.
Somebody's back is against the wall. Somebody feels like there's no hope. Somebody is getting ready to jump out of a window or pull a trigger. We need prayer.
Yes, hallelujah.
Because prayer changes things.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. As he put names up into that, blessings. Pray for my wife.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Receive it, Father.
I pray
Hallelujah.
For my family.
Hallelujah.
Our entire family.
Oh, bless you.
Our bonus family.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Bless God. Bless my husband, Dr. Earl Bird, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's all about children, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Grandchildren.
Julie. Pam.
Hallelujah. Anna and Ava and Kitty and Louis.
Hallelujah. All about grandchildren, Father.
Desiree and Monique.
Hallelujah.
Julius and Victor.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And Donovan and Malachi.
Nicholas Jones. Stephen Jones. Dominic Ennals. Hallelujah. Elijah Curtis. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus. Malachi and Israel.
Nikki, Daniel, Shelly, and
hallelujah. Mikey, Ariana. Hallelujah.
Michael, and Mark, and Ariana, and
Jesus.
Tommy, and Reggie.
Hallelujah. Jaheim, and Emmanuel, Travion.
Emmanuel, Everett, Travion.
Albert, in the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Saint
Joshua. Oh,
hallelujah. James, Jr.
Jeanine, Darrell, Viola,
Virginia, Dwight, Corey.
Bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Marion, Rachel, Bernie.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Lorena, Richard Johnson, Joseph Atkins.
Hallelujah. Bless
Ed
my
James.
God.
Tony and Ricky.
Your companion, Father.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Juliet, Andreas.
Hallelujah. Lorena.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Brenda.
Antonio.
Michael, LaVonta.
David. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Marion Crenshaw.
Hallelujah.
Bertie.
Emma Bird. Naomi, Carolyn, Tiffany.
Hallelujah.
And family. Hallelujah. Jeffrey Brenda.
Amen.
Tanya, Calvin, Rob, Sam. Bob,
in the name of Jesus.
Christopher.
Hallelujah.
Nellie, Helena.
Hallelujah. Viola Wright. Pastor.
Orgy Bird. Denise.
Lewis.
Paul. Karen.
Peter, Regina Wright.
Happy Moody.
Ray Hall.
Hallelujah.
D. Hall. Jean Hall.
Bruce.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Phyllis West. Family. Harry Lundy and family.
Bruce. In the name of Jesus.
James Ward and family. Karen Jones and family. Walter Allen and family.
Oh, Jaleen.
Ruin family. Angela Ruin family. Minister Linda and hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and
Heal.
And Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca, all the grandchildren and great grandchildren.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mother Dolores Harris and Angie and Yvette and Ronald and Rosalind. The whole family, Lord. Check out yesterday. Prophet Cynthia Thompson and family, a mother. Hallelujah. In the name of Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Lorenzo Bedford and family. Sheila Bedford and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, she didn't even go check out here. Hallelujah. Tiffany, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
and our daughter, oh God. Mignon.
Linda.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sister, hallelujah. Camilla. Hallelujah. The entire family, oh God. What else check out here?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
What's your name, oh God?
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We don't know what we should pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does. And make sure that that's for us, oh God. Pastor Maxine Lee, Theodos Lee, Irene, Holly, Joan, and Lil, Carlin, and Jim, Minister Jared Cleveland, Rakim, and family, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Again, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings following. In
Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, thank you.
Thank you,
God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And right now, hallelujah, we're going to do something special. Hey, Siri, play I Got a Testimony.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now playing I've Got a Testimony by Reverend Clay Evans.
We're going to start giving testimonies from the grab bag, from folks who told us about their testimony, and they didn't get a chance to write it and put it down and send it to us because time was of the essence. We're going to share a testimony. I'm going to share one, and then Pastor Pete is going to share another. Then we're going to keep bouncing back and forth. What do you call it, tag team?
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Because we got a testimony.
Yeah! What a ship! What a ship!
Hallelujah!
It's a friendship. It's a relationship.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a ship. It's a kinship. Everybody, everywhere.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
So I like to share the first testimony is from a 15-year-old who had spinal surgery. And this was just the week.
Thank you, God.
And the week before last. And he is recovering rapidly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. That's not a small operation.
Amen.
But God.
But God. Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm going to step in and just kind of make things better real quick for him. So we thank God for his first name is Malachi.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'd like to read a testimony from Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. He said, my newest testimony, since being led to come alongside of the Potter's House Ministry, my life and family's lives have been so enriched. By becoming a student of the Institute of Biblical Learning, joining the morning prayer line, the Tuesday night Bible study, the Wednesday victory service with the children's corner being highlighted, then we had the second Tuesday evening, new month of our the men's and women's study, the fellowship. Hallelujah. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the newly formed Good News Youth Club. You see, my whole family is covered by the anointed love of this great ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Sister QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Elder QB Stevenson.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And as a testimony from a young lady named Tanya, and she had been down with a cold. She didn't say it was COVID, but she had been down, and hallelujah, but she's up now. Hallelujah. Healing stepped into her room.
Thank you.
And allowed her to get up and to do the things that she needed to do to be on post.
Thank you, God.
The holiday season. So we thank God for that healing and that deliverance right there. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. We thank God for blessing Brother Malachi Ramey. Hallelujah. This young man is on the principal's list at his school. The miraculous thing about this and this testimony his mom gave in church one Sunday, this young man used to have an IEP. Hallelujah. But don't you know when man says no and try to label our children, God will say, oh, he's mine. Hallelujah. And this young man had, if he had seven classes, six of them were A's and A+. I think one was a B. Hallelujah. This is miraculous. All glory and honor goes to our Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I have many more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
If you want me to go on, Pastor.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to keep.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Money.
And his brother has landed a job, and his brother is getting ready to be trained to drive a forklift. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. And there's another young lady that's comes on our morning prayer line. Her name is Tiffany. She's been believing God for a job, and she will be starting her new job next week. Glory to God. We've been touching and agreeing and believing God. Hallelujah. And God is blessing her with a job, and she's starting it next week. We also like to mention the restoration that God is performing in a lot of the families' lives in the church. Hallelujah. Where there was dissension and separation in the families, the Lord is performing restoration. And we thank God for Sister Angie that's been out for some Sundays. With an operation, God has blessed her. She's had an operation on her foot. The Lord has healed her foot, and miraculously fast. And she's walking around. She now has a boot that casts off the leg, off the foot. Hallelujah. The Lord bless her to have a boot on the foot. Hallelujah. She's back driving. Hallelujah. Driving her baby, as she calls it. Hallelujah. And she is doing great, and she's in good spirits. Hallelujah. God is awesome. Also, hallelujah, on this year, the Lord blessed Elijah Curtis to graduate from college.
Oh,
hallelujah. Yes, this is another one of my grandsons. The Lord blessed him to graduate from college. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And this young man, I'm sure he was on probably the dean's list, if that's what you call it in college, the dean's list, for many semesters, many years, and now he is out and working hard. And Sister Linda, hallelujah. She said God has blessed her, healed her of diabetes. The doctor is taking her off her diabetic medication, the blood pressure medication, all the medication that she was on except one pill for pain. Hallelujah. Isn't God awesome?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have suffered many losses here. Hallelujah, of loved ones, but God has kept my mind, kept my soul, kept me anchored in him. Thank you, Jesus. I thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I've been blessed. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
The Revelation says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony.
Yes.
Testimonies are faith extended.
Yes.
Hallelujah, because God is no respecter of person. If
he
wants, he'll do it for another. We thank
yes.
God for that.
Thank you.
We're going to thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for God moving by his.
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Father.
One brother was looking for a job. Hallelujah. His job moved to where no public transportation. And so he had to go get another job. He got another job.
Thank you.
To God. God bless him with another job. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank God for that. Hallelujah. We thank God for hallelujah. Glory to God. for him just doing what he does, even in our lives. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
All right, for what he's doing. Okay, Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the healings of his people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know one sister said she had a cyst, but a growth on her that was big as a basketball.
Yes.
The Lord healed it. It disappeared. Hallelujah. God is awesome. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Serve a mighty God, my mighty God.
One sister told us that she had been shot several times by her abusive husband. The doctors told her family if they wanted to talk to her before she crossed over, they need to get to the hospital. Good God. Real quick. They got there. And this is still alive today.
Amen.
The doctor may say no, but when God says yes, that settles it right there. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for this season, this Christmas season. Hallelujah. And for Christmas dinner. Hallelujah. And restoring my family back around the Christmas table. I hadn't seen it in so many years. Hallelujah. Even family that I had never come to dinner. Hallelujah. And the Lord just blessed. And it was so much fun. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is a God of restoration. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I will testify for the church at Christmas time. The church gave out turkeys to everybody.
Hams.
Glory to God. It was some folks that didn't make it. We gave them out anyway.
Hallelujah.
And look, that was ham.
Yes.
Because we gave out turkeys at Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yes.
Amen. Right, that's right.
Amen.
So we thank God for the ability to do that.
Yes.
We thank God. Praise
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we thank God for the opportunity to sow into the lives of over 60 blind children in Africa the early part of this year. God moved on the church to help those children because they needed some blind, braille writing.
Braille writing, yes.
And God moved by his spirit and provided the funds so we could do that. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I thank God for being able to go out into the streets on this week and to be able to find homeless people and to be able to pass out snack packages to the holiday snack packages to the homeless. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I heard somebody say the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to allow not just the church, but each of us that are in the body of Christ to give. Because if we give, guess what? It's going to come back to you. But it's going to come back to you multiplied. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, the word of God says when you lend to the poor, when you give to the poor, you lend of the Lord. Or do I have it backwards? Hallelujah.
Repeat what you said.
When you give to the poor, you lend to
That's right.
Yeah, okay, I got it right there.
Got it.
Hallelujah.
Right,
hallelujah.
And God don't, he says don't owe no man, so he don't want to owe anybody either. But see, he gives more than just what he gave to the poor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you look at Psalms, Psalms 41, verse 1, 2, and 3? You consider the poor, you're going to have help come to your house. You're going to have blessings come to your house.
Thank
hallelujah.
So if you have a need in your life, find somebody and bless them.
Hallelujah.
Sow a seed.
I got another testimony. We had folks that had COVID. And some of them had COVID several times. And the last time I called them, they was out and about. They had been covered, and they're out driving their car all around town.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God another one of my daughters had a virus. She thought it was only to stay around for a couple of hours or for a day. And she was down for 5 days, but the Lord has blessed her, and she's gone back to work. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I thank God for, glory to God, when we moved into this house, going on 27 years, a few years later, we got a new next-door neighbor. They had one little baby, about two years old. Since then, they had another baby. Ezra and Milo.
Milo
graduated from college. And Ezra is getting ready to go to college.
Hallelujah.
He's in college now.
Yes.
But God has been good to them as well.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for being able to bless our children. For Christmas, God gave me an idea, hallelujah, how I was able to bless our seven children and their children. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is a God of great ideas.
Hallelujah.
He is a God of great ideas. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for this Christmas holiday. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
To celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank God for the testimonies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep them coming. From time to time, we'll read a testimony. Keep them coming. Hallelujah. But at this time, what time is it now?
Ooh. Holy Communion time.
No, it isn't.
Okay. Hallelujah. Tell me.
We're going to have Holy Communion at 12.
Okay.
Tonight. Hallelujah.
All right. It's only 11.
We're going to have the third right now.
Pardon me?
We got a few minutes. We're gonna get this done. A few minutes, and then we're gonna go into prayer. And we're gonna pray and praise the new year in. Is that all right?
It's hallelujah, yes.
That's hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord,
in the name of Jesus, thank you, God.
I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Yes, yes.
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal, deliver, set the captives free. Save and fill with your Holy Spirit right now, Lord, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority that tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the good seed sown tonight. Lord God, we ask that you give 30, 60, 100 fold, even a thousandfold increase in blessing. In Jesus' name. And hallelujah. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's about quarter of. So we might have to finish this on Wednesday. Hallelujah. I don't know. But praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
Yes.
She would give the hallelujah. read the addresses real quickly.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 5. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. St. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Philippians 4, verse 13. Acts chapter 20, verse 35b. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 4 and 5. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Romans chapter 1, verse 17b. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11b. Hebrews 11, verse 6. St. Matthew 6. Verse 33, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20, Job chapter 22, verses 27 and 28.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. About this time of year, everybody's thinking about New Year's resolutions. And some may ask, when did this tradition start? In the late 18th century, early 19th century, the tradition of New Year's resolutions began. These resolutions were such as, you know, I want to correct bad behavior. I want to lose weight. I want to get a house. I want to do this. It was all involving a person's self. They used the Babylonian philosophy. The Babylonian philosophy is that we can fix it without God. We don't need God. We can do it without him. That's the Babylonian philosophy. And so many of the traditions that we have set up, many of the resolutions we begin to articulate have nothing whatsoever to do with God, which is error. Has nothing to do with the kingdom, which is error. Hallelujah. I'm messing up again. Matthew 6:33. I might have it down there as one of the scriptures. I don't know.
Yes.
I do have it as one of the scriptures.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll leave that alone. I'll talk about it at the proper time. But let's go to the first scripture.
Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 5. 5, better is it that thou shouldest not bow than that thou shouldest bow and not pay.
What your resolution is a vow. And a lot of times we don't keep our resolution because we don't vow it to the wrong place. We don't vow it to us. Well, I'm not going to eat as much. I'm going to lose 50 pounds. I'm going to go to the gym 4 days a week. I'm going to do this or do that. That vow, number one, is to ourselves. And number two, it excludes the kingdom for the most part. There's some that are dealing with the kingdom when they make their resolution, quote unquote, their vow. The vows that should be long-lasting and permanent are vows that are made to God. your marriage vow, your vow to support not just in word, but in deed, ministries and whatever. But here is the key. In fact, the title of this message is Revolution. We really can't get what we want to get. We can't really change what we want to change. We can't really be what we want to be. Using the Babylonian philosophy, everything but God involved. So we have to rethink what we want to do. Make sure that it aligns with God. And we got to put God in the middle of our stuff. And then we got to make sure if we ain't going to do it, don't say it. Your New Year's resolution, your New Year's vow ought to be to God. It's better that you don't do New Year's resolutions if you're not going to keep them. Because you know what happens a lot of times? The first 2 weeks, gung-ho. After the newness of the year grows off. And the newness of your vow goes off, and it now becomes effort, now becomes work. All of a sudden, we can't do it now because I got to put up some effort to get it done. That's because you didn't involve God in your decision to make a vow. Give me the next scripture.
Proverbs 3, 5 through 7.
Come on now.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
It says, in some of your ways acknowledge him.
In all thy ways.
A few of your ways.
In all thy ways.
You can't make vows that are going to be kept and going to be fortified and supported by the kingdom of God without God.
And it says, be not wise in thine own eyes.
Come on now.
Lord, and depart from evil.
You got to make vows. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Unto the Lord.
Unto the Lord. We're going to deal with part two of this after we do communion in the new year. The law meant is 5 minutes. They're 5 minutes before 12. If you can, get on your knees. If you can't, sit up beside your bed, on the side of your bed, or in the chair, and begin to praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, glory
to God.
But you see, he done brought us.
Amen.
From a mighty long way.
Thank you, Jesus.
You batting 1,000. You still standing. After all you done been through in this year. After all that can't attack you in this year, all of the challenges, you still standing. God is with you. Oh, let's praise and worship the Lord now. Oh, we bless you now, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just bless your name, Lord. Right now, we're not asking for anything. We just want to thank you, Lord.
That's why I praise you.
I praise you, Lord.
And for this, I give you
Hallelujah.
For waking me up this morning.
For waking us up this morning.
For starting me on my way.
Hallelujah. He started you on your way. He was
for letting me see the culture of a brand new day.
Hallelujah. You get ready to see a brand new year. Come on now. You're going to breathe the fresh new air. Come on, new year.
That's why I pray.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nicholas. Hallelujah. Amen. And hallelujah. Alakot, Savior.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for a new year. And the first thing we're going to do in the new year, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Is take Holy Communion.
Yes.
It's a meal that heals. It's a meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life.
Yes, hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the elements of Holy Communion. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements.
Jesus, hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This is the meal that heals. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed,
in remembrance of you,
he took the bread.
We take this bread,
and when he had given
your
thanks,
your body broken,
we thank you for it.
For us.
He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
We take this cup and remember your blood.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And every time.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. The name of God. We glorify your name, Lord. We glorify your name today, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God. Remember you, Lord. On the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
hallelujah.
Let signs, wonders, and miracles
fill that day.
Lord, we remember you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion.
Thank you, Jesus.
On this morning. New Year's morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Happy New Year, saints.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The message. Revolution, revolution. Hallelujah. What's the next scripture, Pastor Peaches?
Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Colossians 3:23. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Colossians 3:23. Oh, thank you, Jesus. says, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men.
You need to understand that your resolution is not to God. It's unto God. It's a vow, y'all. That's a fact, Jack. Understand that.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not unto men. Your vow is not to men, although it may include men or women or others. It's not unto them. It's unto the Lord. That's why you don't frivolously deal with your resolution. Take the word resolution out and say vow. You're dealing with a vow. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Luke 6:38. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Okay, don't read yet, but get ready to read that. You need to revisit your resolution matrix, your mindset. Because through the years, it's been all about us. I want to do this. I want to do that. Us four, no more. I want to, you know. But you must understand that the whole earth depends on you. You are the blessing. If you accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you are the blessing. And the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. So your resolutions ought not to be about yourself. It ought to be about others. Lord, for the kingdom's sake, I want to feed one family a week. I want to bless one child who's in school. Other than my family, I'm going to bless them with a $200 or $500 or $1,000 scholarship when they graduate from high school. Your resolution should be to try to allow God's blessings to hit somebody else's family.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because everything you say and do and think are boomerang, they're coming back to you. You bless others. Your vow, I'm going to bless, I'm going to send $10 a month to Our Daily Bread or to one of those other charities, associates of Christians and Jews charity.
St. Jude,
the Shriners Hospital, $10. You're giving out $10. But guess what? That's to the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
And what you give out is going to come back to you. Go ahead. Read that scripture.
Hallelujah. St. Luke 6:38.
Yes.
Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
In other words, the same heart that you dealt with and giving, folk are going to give to you, but it's not going to be just what you gave. You got to understand this. What you do, what you say, what you put out is going to come back to you multiplied. And when you get start doing your New Year's resolution, it better include the kingdom. Because if it's not, you're dealing with the Babylonian philosophy, trying to effect a change in your life without God. It won't work for the better. It might work for the worse, but not for the better. You can't exclude God when you're dealing with your resolutions, baby. And you need to deal with giving out. Just like Christmas. Christmas is not about receiving gifts. It's about giving.
Amen.
Christ gave. God gave his son. Christ gave his life. Christ gave his power to us. We need to be givers. And don't worry about it. We're going to receive. If you give, you're going to receive. The word says so. Go to the next scripture.
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
Now, your vow, you say, well, I don't know if I can keep that vow. Well, you make your vow to God. Not to yourself.
Amen.
Because self going to let you down. Because self is flesh. And the armor of flesh will what?
Let you down every time.
Will fail you. But if you make a vow to the Lord and you don't take it back, glory to God, he going to bless you. He going to make it so that you can do it because you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. The revolution is your resolution should not be about yourself. It's about what you do for others. That's the resolution, revolution. Go ahead, read another scripture.
Acts 20:35b, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
You want blessings in it? Somebody want a house. We want a new apartment. We want a new house. What you do, your resolution should be, I'm going to help so-and-so who's buying a house, I'm going to give him $5 towards that house. Kingdom principle. The seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Amen.
If you want a house, new apartment, find somebody who's in an apartment, is paying rent for an apartment, and sow into their life. It's a principle, baby. It will work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Read another one.
Ecclesiastes 5:4-5. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools.
You're foolish.
Which thou hast.
Stop right there. Stop. You're foolish. If you vow a vow to God and don't follow through, why did he say you're foolish? Because stuff happens when you don't keep your word. It's bad enough you don't keep your word to your wife or your husband or your brother or your sister or brother or sister in the church. But if you don't keep the vow that you made to God, standing before the congregation, saying such and such and such, and you don't keep it, I ain't got nothing to do with it, but I'm going to leave you in the hands of the Lord.
Mm.
Go ahead, read the rest of that.
For he that hath no pleasure in fools, pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay.
Recommend strongly that you sow into somebody else's life. The resolution, you want to lose weight, and you hear that a brother so-and-so is going to the gym every week. So he's trying to lose weight. Go give brother so-and-so, give him a Holy Ghost handshake, put $5, that's sowing seed. Well, so how's that going to help you? See, if you could figure it out, you would need God. That's the Babylonian way. God connects the dots. You just do what God said do. Sow, and you're going to reap. Well, watch that. How am I going to lose weight? Look here. One preacher was preaching, and the lady in the church, sitting in the church, has supernatural weight loss sitting in the church.
Amen.
Folk around her couldn't believe what was happening. supernatural. That's above natural. You're trying to figure it out with your mind. We don't already gave you the street of scripture. Don't lean to your own understanding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Knowledge the Lord. Lean on Jesus. Lean on the Lord. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture. I'll finish that scripture.
Hallelujah. Romans 12:3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
We hear people talking about God has given you, given a measure of faith. God didn't give you a measure of faith. He gave us all the measure of faith. We all got the same amount. We just got to determine to live by it, to have it lasting a little longer. Because we all got the measure of faith, not a measure of faith. That sounds like God's respect to a person. He gave Joe more faith than he gave me. No. Joe just uses it longer than you do. Hello?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Romans 1:17b says, the just shall live by what?
Faith. That was the next scripture.
Oh, my goodness.
The just shall live by faith.
Hallelujah. Galatians 3:11. The what?
The just shall live by faith.
You didn't get more faith than it, or less faith than anybody else. They just decided to stand on it a little longer than you did.
Hallelujah.
You got to live on faith. Your words that you come out of your mouth should be faithful words, full of faith. Your resolution should be, I hope. No! You decree a thing. Glory to God. What's the next scripture?
The just shall live by faith.
All right, and the next scripture?
Hebrews 11:6 says,
11:6. Go ahead.
Without faith, it is impossible to please
God. You ain't pleasing God if you try to set up resolutions without faith, without talking faith, without walking faith. Go ahead, read the rest of that.
It is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
You diligently seek him. Keep the vow that you done made to God. He can reward you. He said so. And God is not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
Numbers 23:19. Give me another scripture.
Matthew 6:33.
This is it.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you.
Your resolution. First, seek the kingdom. Your first and your resolution. Do your best out of your a kingdom. First, deal with the kingdom. Bless somebody. You are the blessing. Be a blessing.
Hallelujah.
You are the blessing. Be a blessing to somebody. That should be your resolution. That's the kingdom of God. You know, everything else is going to be added to you. But bless others. Acts 20:35 says, more blessed to give than to receive. Bless somebody else. Don't be talking about me, mine, us four, no more. A resolution, revolution. Turn that off yourself and put the spotlight on others. I'm going to resolve. I'm going to vow to bless my next door neighbor with food, extra food at least once a month. Is there anything too hard for God? And God can provide you with the resource to do that. Kingdom resolutions, kingdom vows. Go ahead, read another scripture.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Thank you, Jesus. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us.
Y'all keep asking God for stuff. Keep doing stuff, but you're not doing it in him, and you're not doing it to the glory of God. And then you wonder why your prayer hasn't been answered. Your resolution, your vow, said first seek the kingdom and its righteousness, and all other things going to be added to you. Yes, his promises are yea and amen. He's going to help you do what you say you're going to do. But you got to seek him first. You got to put him first. You got to make sure it's to the glory of God.
Amen, amen.
Now, I want to lose 50 pounds so I can go ahead and get me myself a husband. I want to lose 50 pounds so I can go out here and get myself a wife. For what reason? You better hook it up to, in Christ, to the glory of God the Father, or it's going to be just like Whistling Dixie. It's going to be like you're in a closed room and you're Whistling Dixie. Who can hear that? You're the only one in the room. Everybody else is 5 miles away. Who's going to hear you Whistling Dixie? Lord, give me another one.
Job 22:27-28. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways.
Pay the vow. And when you decree a thing, it shall be established. Now, that implies something. If you don't pay your vow, you can decree all you want to. Now, that's what I got out of that, that it won't be established. But you can speak to the Lord, pay your vow, and the very next scripture says, then you can decree a thing, and it shall be established. You haven't kept your word, and you want God to keep his word? Now, he's going to do it, but you tie his hands when you don't do what you said you're going to do. That's why I love the whole word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The whole word. Read that again, 27 and 28 again.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was Job 22.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Because you need to meditate on this, y'all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Job 22. Oh, I chose one book. I'm sorry, Pastor.
That's all right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of God is right.
Y'all got to hear. This is a resolution revolution.
Yes.
Your stuff is going to depend on you keeping your vow. Your resolution is a vow. Your vow is a resolution. So you better make it to God because he's going to help you. You make it to yourself. Yourself is going to let you down every time. How many of you started, I'll say, my resolution is to lose 20 pounds. And at the end of the year, you done gained 100. How many times have you resolved to do thus and thus and so, and it didn't pan out? This is why. Go ahead.
Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him. And
make your prayer unto who?
Him, and he shall hear.
Wait. Make your resolution unto who?
Him.
Him, who him?
God.
Go ahead.
He shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways.
Y'all got to meditate on that scripture. That was Job 22, verse 27 and 28. Before you open up your mouth, you got to make sure you're seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You make sure you got this in your spirit. Go ahead. Read me another scripture.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
What? Well, blessed be God. The title of this message was the Resolution Revolution. Change it around. Not be all about you, but about somebody else, about blessing somebody else, about being a miracle for somebody else, about blessing somebody else's home, somebody else's family, somebody else's son, somebody else's daughter, somebody else's father, somebody else's mother, somebody else's grandparent, somebody else's uncle or aunt, niece or nephew, somebody else. And then God says, if you pray to me and you keep your vow, you can decree a thing now in your life, and it shall be established. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the word on today. Thank you, Pastor Pete.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. So let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer,
in
Jesus' name. Those scriptures with Jude 1, verses 24 and 25, and Psalms 19:14. Y'all, happy New Year, y'all.
New Year.
Thank God. But don't check in there, boy. Happy New Year. And I want to let you know why you're going to have a good year. Do you know why, Pastor Peaches?
JC's in the house.
JC is in your house.
Ah, yeah. Let's go. Yo, Rocket. Come on. Born. He was born to a virgin named Mary on Christmas Day. He bled and he just died on the cross to take sin away. You take him high, you take him low, you take JC wherever you go. Now tell me who, tell me who's in the house.
you, Jesus.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody, like this. Come on.
Right.